I'll put up some PS if these are here. Today's date is 05/08/2025. Dictation is for Mr. Jonathan Long. Long spells L-O-N-G. Jonathan spells J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. Date of birth is 01/22/1970. This is a 55-year-old gentleman here with left knee pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 2 months or so. He denies trauma. He said his job entails him to be going up and down stairs and to jump over stuff. I noticed pain with these activities. He described pain as sharp, rated pain 8/10, worse with motion. Next paragraph, past medical history. Is none, a past surgical history. Is none. A family history, skin cancer, medication, none, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's a lower-oriented, obese young man. Here, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% of room air. Blood pressure is 140/92. Pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 96.3, period. Next paragraph, left knee, no effusion. No negative ballotment tests. He has diffuse tenderness to palpation in the medial, anterior, lateral, and posterior surfaces. He has some tenderness in his calf also, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Period. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. Patient has discrete hyperpigmented papules on his right forearm and on his back. Next paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal. Previous paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is knee pain, chronic. Assessment number 2 is rash, unspecified. Next paragraph, today we did an ultrasound of the Doppler ultrasound, venous and arterial. His circulations are, there's no clot and circulations are unremarkable, period. Next paragraph, patient was offered labs because he stated that he has no primary care provider and does not know the status of his glucose, his cholesterol, his thyroid, his vitamin D. However, he indicated that he will come back another day and will fast and have labs drawn. He was sent home. He was given a work excuse for today to return to work on 5/12. Sent home with Sulindac, 200 milligrams, 1 PO BID. Advised on range of motion exercises. He was given a consultation to the radiology department for an x-ray of his knee. After his knee x-ray, I will consider MRI to further differentiate, to further delineate what's causing this patient's pain. Patient is comfortable with my plan. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.